From time to time, one of my subjects is just significant enough to arouse the interest of a local academic publisher, and so I have a small number of publications to my name. Not books, nothing so grand. Just essays, really. A few flimsy pages stapled in a paper cover. One of my essays, The Fraternal Muse, a piece on the Landier brothers, Jules and Edmond, and the diary that they wrote in tandem, caught the eye of a history editor and was included in a hardback collection of essays on writing and the family in the 19th century. It must have been this essay that captured the attention of Vida Winter. But its presence in the collection is quite misleading. It sits surrounded by the work of academics and professional writers, just as though I were a proper biographer, when in fact I am only a dilettante, a talented amateur. Lives, dead ones, are just a hobby of mine. My real work is in the bookshop. As one tends the graves of the dead, so I tend the books. I clean them, do minor repairs, keep them in good order. And every day I open a volume or two, read a few lines or pages, allow the voices of the forgotten dead to resonate inside my head. Do they sense it, these dead writers, when their books are read? Does a pinprick of light appear in their darkness? Is their soul stirred by the feather touch of another mind reading theirs? I do hope so, for it must be very lonely being dead.